Hi there, and welcome to Jedisode. Jedisode is an audio series reflecting on the Jedihood message. And this particular episode has to do with the future, how Jedihood will look in the future, what is going on right now, what does this mean? And thought it was time to bring some comments, some things that has been pressed upon this person's spirit to give to you at this time. Honestly, with a lot of the whole situation with the virus, so it's scaring a lot of people. A lot of it is based on the spirit of fear, and you will read about the spirit of fear within the scriptures. And the spirit of fear will create in men, it will create them, they will be placed in a situation in which they will do things that they normally wouldn't do. And it also shows certain people, okay, that how much people are willing when their guard is down and when they're in panic mode. As you know, panic, as we explained in the previous episode, it has to do with the spirit of Pan. That's where that word comes from. And as you know, Pan was one a creature, okay, who was half man, half beast, which should tell you what that comes from, that would come and steal the sheep from the flocks and go into the forest to hide. Okay, that's the kind of spirit we're dealing with here. Now, not to say there's no legitimacy about this, but it's the reaction of how people respond, which can be much more dangerous than the virus itself. The thing is, if we practice the health laws and do what we know is right, then these issues would not be such a burden as it has become. This is why Yah expects his chosen people to have a sound mind at this time. And as this message has been given, notice a lot of people go towards more of what they've been told and what they've been taught instead of looking for the truth. And when this person goes and looks at where people are, many people either are really into the fictional thinking, really take that to the extreme, and then there's people who are on the religious side that takes that into a fanaticism. And it's these unnatural tendencies which gets them into so much trouble. When this person was back in the 1990s, late 1990s, early 2000s, it was the same sort of situation, but it was a lot more innocent back then, because people were looking at it in a fictional way. And what this person was led to do was to be with a group of people to bring it in practical terms that people can understand. And there were things that this person was trying to show that this can be applied in real life as far as your daily living. What happened is the Jediism aspect really went over this and brought an extremism, and it's really poisoned the minds of even the former students that this person remembers, of people who were learning this. They brought it back into this extremism, where they think Jedi equals robes, they think it equals lightsabers, they think they have to have the visual look in order to show who they are, when this person doesn't look at that, okay? This person doesn't look at those external, you know, the clothing. This person's looking at the action. That's what the scriptures teach us to do, is to look at the action. Because people will say, okay, great things, and people will promote a lot of creeds and maxims and so forth, and some of it has some good things, but when you see how they practice it in practical everyday living, that's when and they are challenged, and you give it time, year by year, you see the hypocrisy that they don't even see. Sometimes it takes an outsider, okay, an outsider who has been there, you know, who started at the beginning, left for 10 years and come back for someone to see what exactly has happened. Most people are who, even those who may have been around that time and have led to this point, do not see what has happened to them, and it has led to a blindness. What does this mean for the future? Honestly think there are people who are still too stuck in tradition. Do we want to see truth or tradition? That's something we need to challenge ourselves to find. When this person goes out and looks at some of these groups, have noticed a lot of them say they're Christian Jedi or have a group that says Christian Jedi. When this person looks at what they say, and this is being sincere, it's hard to see what is Jedi about it. As you know, this person's thoughts about the Jedi, but also the Christianity aspect. Honestly, we'll see some holidays promoted, sense this candy quoted aura around a simple saying that Yeshua said that's taken way out of context. This is why this person doesn't call myself a Christian, because this person reads the scriptures, this person does the will of the Father, this first person follows the Messiah, okay, the Messiah Yeshua, and follows the Torah. This person does not follow the Christian religion, okay, and need to make that separation, because most people do not read the scriptures. They listen to what someone has told them the scriptures have said, or they will read the scriptures according to their own perspectives, and that gets them in trouble, instead of letting the scriptures tell them, okay, what the truth is. We see in scripture for thousands of years of people making the same mistake. For example, you'll see Moshe, when he comes down from the mountain, he sees him worshiping a golden calf. Now, most people don't really understand what's going on there, is that they're taking a ritual, okay, that they learned from Egypt, and they're worshiping Yah in a way that they can understand. Okay, it's no different than when people bring up Christmas trees or have Easter eggs and say this is a Christian belief. It isn't. It's a pagan ritual. And if you can clearly look in the book of Jeremiah, for example, Yirmiyahu, and you'll see what he talks about the Christmas tree. He'll say the ways of the people are vain. Don't learn the way of the heathen. He says, don't learn the way of the heathen. Okay. And it says, for one, comes to the forest, cuts down a tree, brings the tree to their abode, sets it up where it does not fall, puts, silver trimmings on it. It says not to do that. Yet we see many, believers who do this thinking this is of Yah when it is not. Okay, they bow down to this tree no different than they did the golden calf. They don't see what is being taught in that lesson. Okay, it warns us not to worship the groves, okay, not to worship the higher places, but this is what we see. We see higher places, we see these churches who lift up the obelisk, okay, and say that is of Christianity when it isn't. It's really paganism that has a candy-coated Christian aura to it. And if anyone really focuses on what the scriptures will tell you, it will tell you that these are vain ways. What is vain? What's vanity? It is a procedure, it is a act you perform in which you feel good in doing this particular setting, okay, this setup, and you attempt to relate it with your maker, okay, and it's a way where you can say, look, I'm doing this for you, and because I'm doing this for you with good intentions, and you will accept it because you understand my perspective, A lot you understand my opinions, you're tolerant of my opinions, and you will accept my sacrifice. As we know from Cain and Abel, Cain's sacrifice was not it was not accepted like Abel's sacrifice. Sin crouched at the door, okay? This is something that a lot of believers don't understand, and a lot of people don't understand that the Christian aspect has very much to do with Jedi, okay? Because you'll see a lot of these people who follow this have a Christian background or had some who don't, okay, had a previous life in which they experienced a lot of these Christian sort of rituals, if you would say. This person would call them pagan because most of them became pagans when they saw what it was. Okay, and what has happened is they've gone out of it, and then they've gone into Eastern religions, and then realize there's no relationship being found. So they go into this Jedi. They make up their own thing, thinking that will get him out of all this. When we learn that you have to serve someone, you have the spirit, the human beings are meant to serve, okay? And it's who we serve, that's what matters. Now, some people are going to, again, look at this message and not realize what language it's being written in. And honestly, this is being provided for people to see the reality of where this Jedi persona has gone. It's going to take time because people do not want to see the truth, but they will be led to the truth. They will be humbled to see the truth eventually. And this person is not just currently looking at the generation that was around in the late 90s. There is a new generation coming, okay? A lot of these groups of the past are very stuck in their ways, and that's why they've lost a generation. They're not growing. This person is looking at what is happening now with these young people and trying to explain what this persona is, because this is a battleground. This is a spiritual battleground, and there's a lot of dark forces out there. It is surprising if many of you really inspected yourself and I'll see, a lot of you have been taught that it is impossible to live without sin. When we look in the scriptures, it says the very opposite. It says, go forgive your brother. It says to that you cannot stand in front of me when you have sin. He expects you to take care of the issues you know that needs to be taken care of. If it's ignorant sin, okay, it can be dealt with. That's what atonement is for. Yet when we do things and commit sins over and over, that Yeshua has died on the cross to cover our sins. Yes, he is providing atonement, but that does not give you an excuse to keep performing the things that you know are wrong. Okay, he expects a holiness. Okay, and it is not impossible to live holy. If Yeshua can live holy, okay, and he expects the children to do greater things than he did, he also expects us to be holy. That's not to say we are perfect of ourselves, but when we submit ourselves to the Father's will, the Father is holy. Okay, the Father is perfect. And when he comes within us, that's when where the sinlessness is. If we sacrifice ourselves and become selfless, we allow the Father to come in and take a hold of our being. And the Father is looking at a lot of this. A lot of people say they know him, okay, when they really don't, because they think knowing is they know about him, okay? They heard about him. Okay, that's not the knowing he's talking about. Okay, he wants an intimacy, he wants a relationship. This is something that people have a hard time grasping. Yet eventually, people will see the wisdom in this because they're going to look at these other groups and see it's not feeding them. There's no sustenance in it. It's kind of like when people go to church and get their once a week fix, you know, of a person just telling them what they think is the truth instead of them studying it for themselves and really diligently studying the word. That's what it says in the scriptures, to study the word, which many don't even read, let alone study. Okay, they treat it like, you know, a phone book, browsing it casually, and then they'll find something, okay, and, you know, make it as they want. But when the Father reveals something to you without you realizing it, and it comes out to you and it snaps, that's when you know you have it, okay? That's when you know the Father is speaking to you and you need to pay attention. But it takes daily commitment. It takes daily sacrifice. It takes having the words in your spirit, okay, 24/7, 365, all your life, okay? That's what it's going to take, okay? It's not one of those situations where you go and just get, you know, get a little 30-minute, one-hour sermon, okay? That's not what it is about. That's not what the Father expects, okay? He expects holiness. He expects adults, okay? He calls us children for a reason, okay? Because he knew we needed to understand like a child does and listen to the Father's instructions. If he said we were adults, then that would tell us that we have a form of maturity. But that, because he calls us children, he knows we have to be in a humble state in order to be mature. If we are faithful in the little things, we will be faithful in the greater things. Okay, the chosen person, as we, like we see in Star Wars, okay, it's very simple. It's as a father, okay, going to his children at home, and he's asking one of his, you know, children to go out there and do something for him. He chooses him or her to do a task, and they go out and do it. Now, when the child does what the father says, is it them that is doing it? Yeah, it is, but is the person doing it for himself? No, he's doing it for the Father. The only reason why he's out there is because the Father told him. And he is doing the will of the Father. In other words, he is not doing it. It is the Father doing it through him. Okay? The Father is speaking on his behalf. He has a protection. If something happened to that child, okay, when he went out there to do a task and someone did something to him, the father would be held responsible, okay? He will protect his own because he sees that you are doing a task for him. He is going to protect his children, okay? That is something we need to understand, especially right now, especially those people back 4 years ago who said everything was all well and good. As you can see, each year, it was said. It was said. You've seen these movies, you've seen how the popularity contest has dwindled. It's amazing what you'll see, okay, when people start leaving because they're playing for the crowd, okay? They're playing for the crowd. When we should be looking at the director, the actor should be looking at the director, okay, and doing what he says. Instead of the actor doing it by their lonesome, okay, and expecting, you know, living to the crowd and just playing with, you know, for them, okay? That's not what the director wants. He wants you to make specific movements because he's looking at the bigger picture. You're looking at right now, okay? Because you're very limited in your thinking. You're a human being, okay? But when you have the higher will, he sees the bigger picture. They may laugh at you right now, but the thing is, you don't see what is going on. He is teaching a valuable lesson, okay? He's teaching a life story. That is what is going on. That is what history is, okay? It's his story. It's pretty simple, okay? What we need to realize is who we are. What is our role? That's what the scriptures tell us. That's why it's called the scriptures. It is a script, for us to read and to learn our roles to work with the director, not conflict with the director, but know the words. You don't take the script up there when you act and just read it right up there while you're acting. Okay, you may do that in the practice runs, and that's why we are called to practice before we go out there. Okay, but there comes a time you're going to be asked to perform, and when you're asked, you better be ready. Okay, there's no, you know, turning back. Okay, you go out there, you give your lines, you know your roles. Well, when you talk of a script, okay, there will be words you will memorize, but when it's in the real world, there is a little bit of ad lib. There's a little bit of leeway of how, because the real world, when the words come out, it's alive. Okay, and the director will allow you to use that, okay, to portray the picture, the motion picture that he wants. Okay, this is what Jedi Hood is, the message today that is showing this to certain people. And no, it's going to take time. It could take years. That's not the thing. If it takes 20 years, it's going to. The thing is, know that a certain age has dissipated. Okay? Knew that at that point in 2016, that was the height. And made it clear. Because this person was listening to the director and went according to his word, he told me to say it at that point in time. And look it, that's exactly what has happened. Okay? This person, not only this person, but many other people now see the obvious. Not only with these movies, but with a lot of these movements. They've also dissipated. A lot of these large groups who thought they had it all covered, when they were challenged, because they weren't challenged. That was the problem. But when they were challenged, people saw, okay, what was the substance or lack of substance behind it. That's the danger. We need to take this time, especially for those who may be home during this time, during this whole virus situation, to really reflect on what we need to get right, the issues we need to take care of. Do some introspection, not for yourself, okay, but to be a willing host, okay, to clean your house so that the guests can arrive, okay, so to be ready, okay, for the bridegroom, to have your lights lit, okay, to have the oil, okay. We need to understand what faith is. Faith is about action, okay, and the Father will know who you are when you do what he says, if we obey and do what he says. When we obey and do what he says. You see that repeated over and over in scripture, but those things are something we can't see, our society can't seem to get, even though it's so simple. Okay? Listen to the Father and do what he says. Some will listen to the Father, but they won't do what he says. Sometimes they will do what he says here and there, but they won't listen to what he has to say to them when they're doing it. It's amazing because we think, well, a lot of us think that we ourselves have full control when the mind can be manipulated. A parasite can manipulate you. Society can manipulate you. How do you know they're not manipulating you right now? Okay, there's a lot of phobias out there. People are doing things they normally wouldn't do in a situation like this. What does that tell people? Okay, this is a time to get your house in order. This is the future. Okay, people are going to come to maturity, and some people are not going to be able to handle it. And those people will be left alone and will fall by the wayside. It's sad, but that's reality. That's the truth. And it's this person's, okay, mission. Okay, is to help as many people as possible and to wake as many people up, no matter how silly it looks, for them to see that it is time to stop looking at fiction and stop playing games and to start getting our lives and our families in order right now. Okay, because there is a serious famine out there. There is a famine for the word of Yah. Let's go back and learn his mandate, okay? What he wants us to do. If we pray and fast, listen to him, listen for him, he'll speak to us. When we take care of our sins and stop sinning, okay, and start living according to his ways. His ways are not grievous, people. We make it grievous. His laws are not grievous. They are very simple. He said that he would write it upon our hearts, upon our spirits. That's what Jeremiah talks about. That is what is coming today. Okay? It is being written in us. It is not hard to follow the law. It is not hard to follow the law. Man's law may be hard, okay? But the law is natural. The law is not grievous. And when you follow the law, you have nothing to worry about because you don't have to think about it. It comes naturally. But when we have people who consistently break laws and thinking that it's okay to break laws because Yeshua has died for our sins and will atone for us, that gives us excuse to keep living the way we are, and not to say he's not there to forgive us, but and that we can't keep coming to him for forgiveness. But what is the point of forgiveness if we're going to constantly fall back in our sin and not improve, okay, our connection with the Father? Okay, if we're not going to have faith, okay, a person without faith, okay, who has no act of faith has sin. Okay, we have to believe, okay, not our personal beliefs, not our opinions. We're not building towers here. We're not building bulls, okay, we're not raising trees. We're not putting up obelisks on our buildings. What we're doing is making our vessels pure and holy for him. That's what we need to do at this time. Anyways, this is a message that really needed to be said at this time, and hope you were able to grasp it. Needed to say it seriously. Especially, you know, not just, you know, older people in their 30s and 40s, let's say some 20s, even some later teenagers, okay? We're coming into a time period that's very different than it was in the past. And this person has given the alarm. Okay, it says the watchman on the wall. Read the scriptures. It says, if the watchman, okay, finds a bad report and does not report it to the people, then it is on his head. Okay, but if he gives the report and the people do not listen to it, it is on their head. At least this person can say, it's not on my head. This person can sleep at night. There is no guilt, okay, because this person keeps my mind according to what he wants and does his will. There is a peace, and that's the peace that passes understanding. It's a great truth, and it's sad because it's so simple. Yet we complicate it because we don't want to do the work. We don't want to know the will of the Father. Most of us don't, but we need to know. Okay, man is against the Father's ways naturally. That's why we need to ask for his presence. We need to ask for his guidance. We need the Father figure within our lives today. Okay, ask for the Father in heaven in your life. This person's going to give some words. Some people will see it as a prayer. Let's just speak to the Father right now. Father, please help the people who have come across this message, the Jedi Hood message. Teach them to observe your ways and to show them that your ways are not grievous. A lot of people have heard lies about you and have misunderstandings of your words. They think that their traditions are going to save them. They think man's going to save them, and it's not. Not in these times, okay, that are coming, okay? We need to prepare ourselves. We need you, Father, to come and protect us right now. and to give us guidance and strength and courage. Let us respect your ways. Let us live according to your laws. And let us know you as a child knows his father. We ask this in the name of your Son, Yeshua. We ask for the Messiah to cover us. Please be with us, Father. Please be with us. Let the Messiah come and reign again. Let him be our salvation. We ask this today. Emunah, amen and amen. Thank you very much for listening, and talk to you next time. Take care.